Good morning, masturbators. So yeah, I'm just stroking my cock. I got up really early, like 2 a.m. Been masturbating all morning, and the thing that's been really feeling me right now is the fact that there's all these married men that are just addicted to masturbation. Like, it's one thing to have somebody who's a bater get into a normal relationship, somebody who's already addicted to masturbation getting into a normie relationship where sex is expected, or the whole bait setup is all part of the relationship. But it's another thing to have a guy who's a complete total fuck machine be denied sex, because that sexual frustration, it doesn't turn outward, it turns inwards. I've talked with guys that have partners who just don't want to have sex anymore, or partners who can't have sex anymore, or partners who are now long distance, so they aren't allowed to fuck them because of all the distance between them, whether emotional or physical. And some of these men, they're in closed relationships. They're completely isolated from the dating scene, so they can't just go out and like fuck somebody. They can't go out to a bathhouse or a sex shop and get their dick pleasured. No, they have to stay at home and do it themselves, or wait for their partner to do it for them. And it's just so hot to see just like a normal guy who's addicted to fucking slowly just turn into a masturbator. It's really hot. Like, it happens to more people than you think. Like, these guys, they go from having an amazing sex life to having an amazing bait life. And whenever I run into these individuals on Bait World or on Skype, I always ask, like, well, why do you do it? Like, don't you miss fucking? And they say, like, yeah, but I really love my partner, so I can't imagine, leaving them to find somebody to fuck. And so, like, it's really like kind of hot and very arousing to think that, out of love for somebody else, they would turn themselves into a chronic masturbator just to stay with a partner that they really like. And sometimes it's a bait and switch, pun intended. Like, you'll get all these guys, saying, oh yeah, I'll let you fuck me all the time. I'll let you fuck my face. I'll let you fuck my ass. And that's how they secure these dom tops, these powerful fucking tops with these big, massive dicks that are ready to just plow this bottom into oblivion. And then slowly the bottom just starts saying, hey, I don't feel like it. Your dick's too big, it hurts my jaw, it hurts my ass. And then slowly this powerful dominant top just turns into a fucking masturbator. And most of them, they don't even realize it's happening when it does. Like, they go for months, years without sex, and some of them, they just, take a consolation prize and get a fleshlight or a fuck toy to use. Just a fucking stupid masturbator using their fucking fuck toy and just thinking about their partner. Just thinking about the next time they get to fuck, even though it's been years. And like, honestly, you never know who it's happening to. You see all these happy couples, they don't tell you the secret to their happiness. Maybe one of them becoming a masturbation addict and the other one just not having sex anymore. Maybe that's their way to happiness. And I've seen it happen with a few bater couples too. They used to just masturbate together, just stay together and jerk off all the time. And then slowly they slip into their domestic lifestyle and, suddenly they don't want to masturbate together. They want some privacy. They want that secret, nasty privacy that nobody knows they're masturbating. And so slowly they go from sharing a bait cave to having two separate bait caves. Like, there's just something so hot about just somebody adapting and taking responsibility into their own hands, taking care of their own sexual urges. It's just amazing to see somebody just go from waiting for sex to just taking into their own hands, to just greasing up and just giving themselves the pleasure that they know they deserve. When they're done masturbating, when they're done fucking jerking off, or when they're fucking so deep into it that they can't allow themselves to come, it's just so hot to see them like cuck themselves, let their fucking cock just cuck themselves, keep them from having sex with a partner who, maybe they'll be ready in a month, and then by then you'll just be so deep into it, you'll just be so fucking masturbated that you won't want sex anymore, and then your other fucking partner is going to go sexless, and then they'll turn into a fucking chronic masturbator too. It's just so arousing to think about for me. I don't know why.